Prologue. My brother Larry was under the illusion that our mother was a good mother, but he had a different childhood than the rest of us. My sisters were convinced otherwise. Carlene complained Mom was thoughtless and self-centered. Betty resented her for abandoning us, and Claudia simply thought she was weak, all of which was true, by the way. I was never under the illusion I had a bad mother. I was under the illusion I had the wrong mother. And although I was not under the illusion she loved me, I hoped she might someday. I was raised by omission, but neglect doesn't leave a scar. It leaves a hole. Some say holes are harder to heal. Fortunately, I only lived with her from the time I was 5 until the age of 9. I figure that's why I'm not completely neurotic. Or dead. I wrote our story, which evolved into a 5-year journey. A magnitude of personal growth work put it into perspective. A writing class helped me get it down on paper. It's about doors opened, closed, and locked. And about a family so complicated you'll need a scorecard. As my friend Billy says, there are really only 500 people on the planet. The rest are just crowd scenes done with mirrors. It seems I'm friends with, or related to, most of these people. The rest I've dated. My siblings loved my writings. Then a change of heart on my sister's part regarding something she said I could use caused a major rift. So as not to be cast out and to honor her wishes, I put the book away. For the next 5 years, I worked on her genealogy. It was safer. They were all dead. My sister has since passed, along with enough time, so I returned to finishing the book. What follows is what I've been told, what I recall, and what my family claims I've made up. Some stories I've never disclosed. Some I've recounted so many times, I can't remember if they're even true anymore. But do we ever recollect what actually happened? Certainly we remember our version, and what we believe is true for us, so we better be careful what we believe. And does any of it matter? Only when we make it mean something.